Hi, this is Tammy calling with Deluxe Home Care.
Yes, this is Deborah.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Calling in regard to the patient, we are missing an email address that we will need.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you can provide me with that, please.
Sure. It is D L C. That's D as in dog, L as in lady, C as in cat. Underscore ladybug77 at yahoo.com.
Underscore ladybug and yahoo.
It's
Okay.
DLC underscore ladybug77 at yahoo.com.
Okay, got it. Okay, we will need to send the patient a form that needs to be signed. So yeah, whenever the patient has, a chance, you can just have that signed. And
Well,
we will need,
I am her legal guardian, so I can
Yeah, you can
sign
sign that as
whatever.
well. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to one more thing about the caregiver. Do you have someone in mind?
I don't have someone yet because I didn't know today that that was an option. I have a couple people in mind. I need to reach out to them, and also I am waiting for the state to see like what those hours are going to be. It's hard for me to find someone when I don't know like what how many hours or whatever it's going to be.
I hear. Okay, I guess as soon as you have someone, I would appreciate it if you can let me know so we can
Yeah,
send the
absolutely.
caregiver, an application so we can get them onboarded.
What does that onboarding process look like? Like, what are the requirements or anything?
Right, so it's pretty simple. All we have to do is just send them an application, and they have to, attach some IDs, and we do run a background check. And they're compliant once that's completed. It takes around a day or two for them, to be compliant. So that's a pretty quick process.
All right, and I just talked to someone from the state, and she says that someone would be reaching out to me and all this, and she said it could be like 30 days.
Yeah, so they have to say that because, they're not really sure around what time they'll be
Yeah.
reaching out. So they usually say 30, but that would be up to 30 days. They usually contact you before that. I would
Okay.
probably say, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After 2 weeks, you can definitely follow up
Okay.
to see
Yeah,
what's going on.
hopefully not long because we've already been without an aide now for about 2 weeks.
Oh well. Yeah, let's hope the process will be, quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really, as soon as you have that caregiver, then we can get them started because we usually like to get the caregiver compliant. So
Okay.
once the patient is active, we can just start right away.
Okay.
Okay, great. So let me know. This is my direct line. You can reach out to me once you have someone in mind.
All right. I appreciate it.
All
Thank
set?
you.
Sure. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.